Lang is feeding his two pet pigs.
This one's Crispy. He's Vietnamese Cancun and Potbelly. And that other one, her name's Elsa. My daughter named them.
The pigs are penned up about 20 feet from where Lang's cabin stood off Eagle Eyrie Wilderness Road just about 2 weeks ago. You can even see where the fire began to burn the pen made of pallets, but Chris P and Elsa are doing just fine.
Yeah, I gotta come down here twice a day and feed the pigs. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. It's easy to forget that it's happened. I'll be like, oh, I need to grab this for my house. And then I'll be like, oh, definitely all the things you need are gone.
All that's left are the pilings the cabin stood on, a plow truck, and two motorcycles with melted saddlebags and turn signals. You can see other remnants of Lang and his daughter's belongings littered in the ash.
I just told her there was an accident at home. I haven't quite told her that we lost everything yet. Because, this winter I was cleaning out my car and had a little burn barrel going. And I accidentally threw one of her little toys in there. She was pretty devastated about that little toy. And then to turn around and be like, well, we lost everything.
Do you think you're going to tell your daughter what happened, or are you going to bring her down here? Or?
Yeah, I took pictures. I'll tell her what happened. But I want to be able to have some stuff for her first.
Lang and his daughter had been staying at his girlfriend's house just a few miles away for a couple of months to help her around the house. Lang says he was at work when he got the call about the fire from his friend and landlord Peter Petrosis. Petrosis' wife, Leah, initially noticed the blaze and called it in around 10 a.m. the morning of the fire.
Dad looked out the window and it looked like rolling fog, which is normal out here. And something just spurred me to go outside, and I heard bonfire sound, but it was multiplied, by like 10.
About an hour later, firefighters had the blaze under control, but the cabin was gone. Petrosis says insurance will cover cleaning up what's left, but everything else is a complete loss. GoFundMe pages have been set up for both Lang and the Petrosis family. Lang and his daughter have also been receiving other donations from neighbors and the local community. Lang fights on a local mixed martial arts team. Head coach Kurt P. Leffler II says teammates and other members of his gym, K-Bay Martial Athletics, began collecting the basics the day after the fire.
A lot of clothes for his daughter, a lot of clothes for him, or clothes, of course, because he's a contractor. A bunch of toys for his daughter, because, they literally lost everything. So we've tried not to take money more or less, because there's a number of GoFundMe accounts already there. So we're going for more of a practical approach of just basic necessities.
Leffler says donations have come in from other fight teams in the state, including teams from Soldotna and Anchorage. Leffler says work clothes for Lang are still the largest need. He adds toys and clothes for his daughter are also needed, among other necessities.
It feels good to have the support. It definitely does. It makes a big difference.
Lang says his largest focus right now is getting his daughter enrolled for kindergarten at Paul Banks Elementary this fall and saving money. As for the cause of the blaze, firefighters say that's still under investigation. Reporting at Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.